The Dow, the Nikkei, the COPSI, all the world's financial markets have been scraping bottom this week. Our friend from the world of business, Joe Nocera, joins us. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
If this is all a reaction to the prediction of global recession, is the recession already here?
It's certainly starting to look that way. My employer, The Times, yesterday had three stories, one about China, which is definitely slowing down, one about India, and one about South Korea, which is facing a bank crisis. Plus, you've got Ireland being bankrupt, currencies dropping in Great Britain and Germany. I mean, it's just a mess, Scott.
Are some countries in a better position than others to weather the downturn?
Well, I had originally thought the Asian countries would, and it's a little surprising that they are being hit so hard. A country like South Korea, a professor there said, we are collateral damage in a crisis that is not our doing. We live in an unfair world. So, I mean, I definitely think at this point the answer is no. Panic is raging throughout the world, not just throughout the United States. And this is you get to a point where it's about psychology. It's not about, more tangible things. And psychology is a powerful force that is taking an effect all around the world.
And is the epicenter of the United States?
Oh, without question. That's where it started. And the truth of the matter is, to be perfectly blunt about it, we sold our junk, our toxic mortgage-backed securities, and our credit default swaps all over the world, especially to European banks. That's why, for instance, Europe was so adamant that AIG be saved, because it would have had a disastrous consequence in Europe.
The Dow ended 312 points down, rather, 312 points yesterday, but it looked even worse at the beginning.
Yeah, it's not very often that you get to say the Dow only went down 312 points, because it really looked, before the market opened, like it was going to be the worst day ever. It opened 450 points within minutes, and then fortunately stabilized and didn't turn out to be this watershed day as many, many had feared. But that doesn't mean we're not going to have a watershed day, and it's just brutal. I've seen some estimates that the market really needs to get down to about 7,000 before it will be at a level where it'll start to come back.
And yet yesterday I was following news on the floor. There were lots of people that said it's the best time to buy.
Well,
I guess if you have the money,
it is the best time to buy, unless it isn't. Absolutely. Stocks have really gotten hammered. It's indiscriminate. The selling is indiscriminate. So, GM is down because they've got a lot of trouble, but there's lots of other companies that are getting clobbered, like Apple, that are doing just fine. So, if you pick your spots, it probably is a good time to buy.
Joe Nocera, who writes the Talking Business column for the New York Times. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thanks for having me, Scott.